It is January 26, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Alex Perry of John Lothian News. Calvin F. Williams Jr. is using his business to close the wealth gap. From creating investment management strategies to expanding financial education, Calvin F. Williams Jr. runs his business with one clear goal in mind: to close the racial wealth gap. Since age 12, when he first started his own lawn care service, he understood the value of building wealth. Yet he also understood that many people lack the financial resources to do just that. Williams is the owner of Freeman Capital, the first black-owned automated wealth management platform for retail consumers that's registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. In 2021, Williams was named part of Investments News 40 Under 40, where he noted that after college, he couldn't find a financial advisor because he didn't have $1 million. His fintech helps people of color achieve financial wellness, people who are often overlooked. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The CME Group today announced multiple equity index futures and options volume records from trading on January 24th, with the equity index futures and options complex reaching a new single-day trading volume record of 15,846,802 contracts. The previous record was 15,623,428 contracts set on February 28, 2020. Micro E-mini equity index futures reached a record 6,571,375 contracts traded on January 24th across all four indices: S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and Russell 2000. This new high surpassed the previous record of 5,135,546 contracts set on January 21st, 2022. The NYSE's head of research, Kevin Tyrell, has an article titled NYSE DMMs Meeting the Volatility Challenge. FTX US was valued at $8 billion, capital B, after it raised money from outside investors for the first time, taking $400 million from SoftBank, Paradigm, and others. For perspective, $8 billion or thereabouts was what the CME paid for the CBOT. Thank goodness the price of exchanges is not a component in the consumer price index. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler delivered a speech yesterday for the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law's annual Securities Regulation Institute on cybersecurity and securities laws. He talked about the first securities hacked, which occurred in France. He even shot one of his popular YouTube videos posted to Twitter to promote this speech. He said, in 1834, exactly a century before the SEC was established, the Blank Brothers in Bordeaux, France, committed the world's first hack. The two bankers bribed telegraph operators to tip them off as to the direction the market was headed. Therefore, they gained an information advantage over investors who waited for the information to arrive by mail coach from Paris. And there was the first ever occurrence of the type of hack that would later be used in the Inside Wall Street Business Week column insider trading scandal in 1990, among others. Deutsche Börse today launched its ESG Visibility Hub, a central place for its issuers to showcase their ESG efforts. The FIA Boca Tennis Tournament is sponsored by Trading Technologies and will benefit the Greenwood Project. Prizes will be awarded to the top three final scorers. The tournament is on Tuesday, March 15th at 8:45 to 11 a.m. You can learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited wishes everyone a prosperous Year of the Tiger. Reminder, the Cboe's Options Institute is holding a 60-minute webinar today at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 11 Central Time, exploring the topic of accelerating growth in funds' use of options. The speakers will be Keith Black, Ph.D., Kaya, CFA, FDP, Managing Director and Program Director, FDP Institute, Joseph Cusick, Vice President, Portfolio Specialist, Calamos Investments, and Blair Hull, Founder and Chairman, Hull Tactical, and then Matt Moran, Head of Index Insights, Cboe Global Markets. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the CFTC, CFTC Chairman Rustam Benham appoints initial CFTC leadership. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Rustam Benham today announced the following leadership appointment as he begins his chairmanship. The personnel announced will lead divisions, offices, and other teams within the CFTC to execute responsibilities in the CFTC governing statute and other issues facing the agency. Today's announcement follows Chairman Benham announcing his executive office staff and naming Tanisha Cole Edmonds as the CFTC's first Chief Diversity Officer. Chairman Benham plans to make additional staff and policy announcements very soon. Amanda O'Lear has been appointed the Director of the Market Participants Division. Rob Schwartz has been named General Counsel, and Clark Hutchison will continue as his role as Director of the Division of Clearing and Risk, which he has led since July 2019. Dr. Tamara Roost will continue as the Director of the Division of Data and Chief Data Officer, a role she has had since October 2020, and Suyash G. Palawa will continue as Director of the Office of International Affairs. Here is a story from the FT. Citadel, how the Wall Street Outsider became the Amazon of financial markets, involved in more than 25% of all U.S. stock trades and tipped to float. The company is the focus of SEC scrutiny. It was in the late 1980s that Ken Griffin set his sights on what Citadel Securities would eventually become. An early trade with Susquehanna Investment Group paid out less than the young Griffin was expecting. One version of the story has him sitting on the telephone in his Harvard dorm room complaining to the Susquehanna trader and vowing to start a competing business to change the entire market, according to former employees and acquaintances. My comment, Amazon of the financial markets, when I see Citadel trucks on my street every day, then I will believe that. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Market sell-off is the ultimate test of what's real and what's not. Ultra-speculative assets are leading the way down, but robust corporate balance sheets could put a floor under prices. It's been an ugly start to the year in the stock market, and many on Wall Street are bracing for it to get even uglier. On January 25th, the S&P 500 index was almost 10% below its last high, which was reached on the first trading day of 2022. The NASDAQ 100 index was off nearly 15% from its peak in November, while the Russell 2000 index of smaller companies was down almost 18% from its high. My comment, there is not enough beer in the world to figure out what is real and what is not. Here's a story from AP. Picasso heirs launch NFTs of unseen work to ride crypto wave. Pablo meet crypto. Heirs of Pablo Picasso, the famed 20th century Spanish artist, are vaulting into 21st century commerce by selling 1,010 digital art pieces of one of his ceramic works that has never before been seen publicly, riding a fad for crypto assets that have taken the art and financial world by storm. My comment, no time like the present to cash in on your ancestors' genius. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story on Tuesday was CNBC's Here's How Much Money You Have to Earn to Be in the Top 1% in Every U.S. State. Second was Bloomberg's FOMO Turns to OMG for Crypto Traders Who Bought at Peak Prices, with the great subheading, It's Like They're Saying It's the Future and Then It Crashes. I was like, this is not cool, says one investor who recently bought into the hype. Third was the LinkedIn page for ABNM AMRO Clearing Chicago's Graduate Talent Program, which is looking for applicants. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the Wall Street Journal, DeFi, increasingly popular tool for laundering money, study finds. The study by Chain Analysis comes as the total annual value of laundered cryptocurrency jumped 30% in 2021. Decentralized finance protocols are playing an increasing role in money laundering, with the total value of cryptocurrency laundered rising year over year by 30% in 2021, according to blockchain data platform Chain Analysis, Inc. Cyber criminals laundered about $8.6 billion in cryptocurrency in 2021, Chain Analysis said in a partial release of its 2022 cryptocurrency crime report, the full version of which will be published in February. Chain Analysis determined the figure by tracking cryptocurrency sent from illicit addresses to addresses hosted by cryptocurrency services such as centralized exchanges and peer-to-peer exchanges. Here's a story from the FT. Switzerland's crypto valley looks past cold market winds. Zug finds itself on the front line of global finance dealing with digital assets. Tiny Zug was once an innocent sort of place known for its baking nuns, half-timbered houses, and curse-soaked tort favored by Audrey Hepburn. Then it became a low-tax paradise and a magnet for corporate letterboxes. Home to Glencore and other less than cuddly behemoths, and now in an unassuming business park and low-rise office blocks that gently sprawl from the old town center, it's become Europe's cryptocurrency kingdom. And finally from Reuters, analysis, will the GameStop SEC mulls crackdown on trading apps? A year after the meme stock rally humbled hedge funds and roiled Wall Street, U.S. regulators are studying ways to crack down on psychological prompts used by Robinhood Inc. and other commission-free brokers to promote frequent stock trading on smartphone apps. The Securities and Exchange Commission started scrutinizing commission-free brokers like Robinhood, Webull Financial LLC, and SoFi Inc. last year after retail investors drove GameStop and other meme stocks sky high in January 2021. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.